Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Tweet at DriveTimeRTE.
Now, it's a question many of us have been concerned about. What was the impact of the pandemic on our children's development? Well, new research from the RCSI University of Medicine and Life Sciences has looked at the development of pandemic babies with interesting results. We're joined now by Dr. Susan Brady from the RCSI Department of Paediatrics, who's a co-author of the study. You're very welcome, Susan, to the programme this evening. Can you talk us through the aim of this research, firstly?
Yes. Absolutely. Thank you very much for taking the time to have us on the radio. So the aim of the research, really 3.5 years ago, the pandemic started. And obviously, it was a very different time for all of us. We didn't know what was going to happen. And the whole world went into lockdown. And the team at RCSI, in particular, Professor Harrigan, who's the professor of paediatrics in RCSI, set up a study to look at babies born into the pandemic, really just to look to see what the world was going to be like for those babies, and also to look at a number of factors related to them growing up during this time. So what he and his team did was recruited almost 400 babies who were born between March and May 2020. And the aim was to follow them up at intervals. So they came for review at 6 months, 12 months and 24 months. And one of the particular things we wanted to do was look at their development. So I'll just go through, if you're happy for me to go through what we asked them at 1 and 2 years, and then I can go through the results. So at the age of one, we asked them 10 questions. So their parents were asked 10 questions. So at your child's first birthday, were they able to do this? And we listed 10 developmental milestones. And then at 2 years of age, and this is a paper that's been published recently, we did more detailed questionnaires with the families. So we did a developmental screening questionnaire called the Ages and Stages, which looks at different parts of development, like their communication, motor, and problem solving and things like that. But then we also, because people are worried, you know, has the pandemic affected the behavior of children born during the pandemic, we also did a very detailed childhood behavioral questionnaire, which had almost 100 questions on it. And we asked loads of other questions about life as well, because obviously we had lots of other things that we wanted to learn about these children's lives. And what we did was, because usually when you'd have a study like this, what you'll do is compare the babies to another group of babies born at the same time, but who aren't under lockdown. But obviously at the time, the whole of the world was in lockdown and we didn't have a comparative group. So we compared the results to a group of babies, a group called the baseline cohort, who'd been born in Ireland before the pandemic.
Okay, so we found
quite a lot of interesting things. So the first thing that I thought was really interesting was we found that the babies, which isn't surprising, had really tiny social circles. So at the time of birth, the families only had one contact outside the home. By the age of 6 months, only 3 people had kissed the baby, and that included the parents. And then by the age of one year, 1 in 4 babies had not met another child their own age, which would be, you know, very unusual in a pre-pandemic time. And then coming to the developmental part then, so at the age of one, when we asked those birthday milestones, there were 3 things in particular that stood out that the pandemic babies were slightly less able to do. So fewer of them had one word with meaning, could point or wave bye-bye. And I guess when you think about it, it makes sense. These babies were all at home. Probably hearing fewer words. Children point when they see something new and they want to know what the word is for it. And obviously they were in the same environment, so they weren't seeing new things. And everybody was working from home and nobody was coming to visit the house, so they didn't really need to learn to wave bye-bye. So I guess then at the 1 year, when these published results were published last year, we were kind of wondering, well, what will this mean at the age of two, when we can do more detailed developmental and behavioural questions? And that comes to the point of the paper that was just published. So we looked at different developmental milestones, and actually overall, the babies were very similar to the pre-pandemic babies. The main difference we saw was in communication. So the pandemic-born babies had slightly lower, kind of on average, communication scores. Now, to say most of the babies within the group had normal developmental scores, but just the amount of babies who had a slightly abnormal score was slightly higher in the pandemic-born group of babies compared to the babies born before.
Okay, and I think I have the figures on that here just for people who might be interested. And the babies babies, pandemic-born babies, below the standardised cutoffs for developmental concern in communication was 11.9% compared to 5.4% in those who were born before the pandemic.
Exactly. So say 1 in 10 from the pandemic-born babies and 1 in 20 from the babies that were born before the pandemic. So it is a difference. And obviously with a study like this, we have to take in all the other factors, like were the babies boys or girls? Did they have siblings? What did their parents do? What age were they when they filled out the form? The results were still significant when we corrected for all of those things.
So that's there. So that's it's really interesting to see that difference in communication has sort of maintained as such up to the age of 2 years. Now, we don't want to worry parents, obviously, out there. And I know that you looked at behaviour of the babies and you have reassuring news for parents.
Yeah, exactly. So I think for me, the most reassuring thing was that the other developmental domains were unchanged, and then also behaviour. So I said that we asked almost 100 questions about behaviour, and actually there were no differences at all between the pandemic-born babies and the babies who were born beforehand, which I think is a very reassuring thing. And I guess the other thing to say is that the communication scores, it was only a small proportion, proportion of babies who with the increased issues with communications, so that would be the thing there. And I guess the other thing to say is that obviously we were in level 5 lockdown for about a year, but then the babies had lots of time, you know, in the last year and a half or to 2 years to come out and to interact with other babies and families and playgroups. So I think that there's an awful lot that can be done. The babies are obviously very resilient, so there's loads of things the parents can be doing with their children.
And just finally on that, if people are a little bit concerned maybe that their baby isn't communicating, maybe like an older sibling would have been or something like that, is that the best thing to do, is just get them out and get them socialising if at all possible?
So I think there's two different parts to that. So in the study, we did ask the parents, you know, were you concerned about communication? And of the parents who were concerned, actually when we looked at the babies, most of the babies had normal communication. But obviously if you know, what everyone should be doing, really nice things to do are to read and talk to your baby. We know that there's evidence that will improve babies' language. We also know that it's very important to get out and about for playgroups, especially now that the WHO has declared the pandemic over. But obviously, if anyone does have any concerns, there's a national screening program in Ireland for child development. So there were a number of times in the first year of life and also in the second year of life where families meet with the public health nurse. Now, some of those things were put on pause for certain areas during the pandemic. So people may not necessarily have been called, and I would encourage all families to re-engage with that, irrespective of whether or not you think that there's an issue. And also the HSE website.
The HSE website will give you some details or
information
advice on this also.
All right.
Susan, really interesting research, and thank you very much for joining us to talk us through it. That's Dr. Susan Byrne from the RCSI Department of Paediatrics.